This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, July 26th, and I just want to update everybody on what's going to be happening this week in the stock market. First of all, there's a lot of earnings coming out this week, so I expect this week to be very, very good for us. But there's also a fair amount of news out there, and the biggest news this morning were the Chinese were cracking down on their for-profit education companies. Now, I don't recommend any at this time, but I have in the past. And just so you know, China cracked our SAT exam to go to our colleges over 8 years ago. And the Chinese kids always had super high test scores because they, for lack of a better word, cracked the SAT. And you may know the SAT has been changed in the last couple of years and all that stuff. But we don't own any of those stocks, so we shouldn't worry. However, you know, that can cause some selling pressure in Chinese ETFs. And I did notice this morning a lot of my Chinese stocks were down, but then they've all firmed up since. So I just want to clarify which Chinese stocks we own. We own a wealth management company who's supposed to have over 190% revenue growth this quarter. We've had it for a long time. We own the biggest manufacturer of electric bikes and scooters. They make more EVs than Tesla. That's a Chinese company. We do also own one of the Chinese electric car companies that the Chinese government invested heavily in. It's a very fast growing. We bought them because we expect them to get a lot of the positive press that Tesla was getting. It's going to them now. They're supposed to have the first vehicle with solid state battery. And that company has been firming up. And then finally, we do own a polysilicon company in China. It makes all the polysilicon for all the solar panels. So rather than betting on which solar panel company is going to do the best, we just bet on polysilicon. And as you may know, solar panels are mandated in California, and they're very popular in other states. So I'm proud that a lot of our Chinese stocks firmed up after the opening, so that's the good news. As far as economic news is concerned, today we had new home sales. They did drop 6.6% in June. May was revised down, and now home sales are running at a 14-month low. At least single-family homes are. So this could be the fact that lumber went up, then went down. It could be affordability. There's a lot of things happening, but we do expect most home builders will still have record profits because homes are appreciating and they're in high demand. Okay. But that's interesting news that things may just be getting ready to slow down a bit, although you may know there's an acute shortage of construction workers right now. So I think the home building industry is doing the best they can, given the circumstances. Tomorrow will be durable goods, be a big deal tomorrow. I obviously want to see strong durable good orders. A lot of this has to do with the global supply chain bottlenecks and the manufacturing backlog. But we would like to see good durable good orders tomorrow. Wednesday will be the FOMC statement, the big 64,000. Our question is, will the Fed be tapering or not? And it's going to be very interesting that what the Fed's going to say. Now, the European Central Bank last week admitted they're going to be boosting their quantitative easing. That really does take a lot of pressure off our Fed to taper because the European Central Bank isn't. But nonetheless, a lot of people want the Fed to start tapering. There is a growing minority in the Fed that wants that, but it'll be interesting to see what's happening. Now, the Fed, in my opinion, has lost control of inflation. Too much of the inflation we have are service costs related that will not moderate much. So that means the inflation is more permanent. And the Fed knew they were going to stimulate inflation with their policies. And we'll just see how much, if any, is transitory. You know, obviously lumber prices peaked and backed off, but they're still elevated. We'll see what happens when other commodity-related inflation costs. But the FOMC statement will be a big deal. I'm expecting a dovish statement, but we'll see. In the meantime, the 10-year Treasury is still well-behaved, and we'll be watching all the future auctions very carefully. Now, today we're going to have Tesla announce after the close. Tesla's sales in China, North America, and Europe are very strong. That's the great news for Tesla. The bad news is Fiat Chrysler, which is now called Stellantis, because they merged with the PSA group, that's Peugeot, is no longer buying the carbon credits from Tesla that it used to. They paid $2.4 billion for carbon credits in the past year, but we're hoping that Tesla will make money now, finally, without these EV credits, because Tesla was not making money on cars, but with their strong sales, hopefully they are making money now. The other thing Tesla's doing is they're making the cars in China with iron phosphate batteries. They're a lot cheaper than the cobalt lithium batteries and that they make in America. And those iron phosphate batteries don't go as far, so the Chinese Teslas have shorter range. But in China and Europe, where those vehicles are being sold, they really don't seem to care, okay? We'll see what happens, but Tesla's still a market leader. Obviously, not up for the year, but it'll be interesting to see how they're doing, okay? And then we'll have more flagship stocks announced this week. And so I'm expecting a very interesting week for the market. We go in earnings season locked and loaded. I have noticed the surprises are not as good as they were last quarter so far, but it's early, so let's just keep our fingers crossed. You know, last quarter we were having 30% surprises. Right now we're just running about 18%, so we wanted that to pick up. But the guidance is also very, very important as well. We want the companies to continue to guide higher, and that will help. So I just want to update you on what's happening. The markets are still oscillating, and I don't want you to worry about it because most of the time when a stock oscillates, it'll be a good buy. And let's just let these earnings come out and drop kick and drive our stocks higher. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Those are my comments for today. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. But I did want you to know what's in store this week. That's it. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody.